Of the 30,000 runners registered for the Boston Marathon on Monday, about 40 are listed as blind or visually impaired. Most run with the assistance of guides. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg this morning introduces us to one of those runners, a New Hampshire man who's also a blind hiker.
Car coming on the left.
Okay. Good.
On winding, piney roads near Nashua, Randy Pierce is out for a last training run before he faces the marathon.
Good day for running.
Usually, a guide dog helps him navigate the world, but when he runs, he has a human guide, like Greg Hallerman, his friend and running coach.
There's a runner coming by on our right. Good morning.
Morning.
Human guides will be helping blind runners in the marathon, too, says Joshua Warren, spokesman for the Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Most visually impaired runners on our team this year will be running with a tether. So they'll be running side by side with their sighted guide, each of them holding a different end of a bungee cord or a rope or a small strip of webbing.
Pierce plans to steer by holding on to a white cane with his guides, a husband and wife tag team who'll each guide him for one half of the marathon. He'll be running both to raise money for the association and to make a point, to raise what he calls ability awareness.
I have a disability I can't see. We all have disabilities, things that we can't do. I think it's so much more important to put the focus of our lives on what we can do. And if something is important enough to you, I say anything's possible. You're just going to have to problem solve and persevere to get there.
Pierce knows a thing or two about perseverance. He could see just fine until he was 22, when his fencing instructor noticed that his blind spot was too big. A neurological disease was attacking his optic nerve. Soon he'd lost his vision, and a few years later it damaged his cerebellum as well, destroying his balance.
And that is what put me in a wheelchair. For 1 year, 8 months, and 21 days, which tells you how I feel about it. Pretty challenging.
Pierce's wife, Tracy, says somehow his struggles and losses led him to adopt the supremely positive attitude that uplifts him now.
Those were really difficult times, and when he first lost his sight, you know, he was unhappy and bitter and not somebody that most people would want to hang around with. But he's always been jovial and charismatic, and I think he was lucky to have a few people sort of say, hey, don't lose who you are.
Pierce got treatment to restore his balance and fought his way out of the wheelchair. He did hours upon hours of exercises and physical therapy to walk again. Then he decided to hike.
First off, when you can't walk, like my time in the wheelchair, you learn to celebrate and appreciate what a gift walking is in this world. Second is my dog guide and I would walk as many places as possible. And what I learned he loved the most is when we took our walks in the woods.
That dog guide was the mighty Quinn, a noble yellow lab who eventually led Pierce to his epic goal to climb all 48 New Hampshire mountains over 4,000 feet in one single winter season. Through snow and ice and wind, they succeeded in 2012. And then Pierce decided to do it again, but in warmer weather this time.
People ask me, what do you get out of the experience? You know, you can't see it. And it's all of our other senses that we can involve in any moment that we're out in the wilderness. As I'm listening, taking a sip of water, and I hear these swirls of wind at one speed in this group of leaves maybe up to my right. And then down in the ravine, there's another wind going through the trees at a different pitch and a different velocity. And all these different sounds kind of make this little symphony of the wind there. And when you learn to appreciate all those little things, you're given a whole bunch of rewards.
Soon after Pierce reached his 48th summit the second time, his guide dog, the mighty Quinn, fell ill. Cancer. Here, as Quinn lay dying in late 2013, Randy Pierce reflects on losing his 24/7 companion of 7 years.
And yeah, when I lose Quinn, and that day is way too soon, it is going to be the hardest day of my life. But what do you do? It's the same thing I talk about when I went blind or when I went in a wheelchair. Yep, it's hard. But where do I go? That's up to me. I didn't choose to go blind. But the choice I made after going blind, that's what defined my life. I'm not a blind person. I'm a person who does all the things he wants to. And the same thing's going to be true when I lose Quinn. I will mourn a lot. but I'll also set myself going forward.
Quinn died early last year, and Pierce is still mourning. But he also did move forward with a new guide dog, a playful black and tan Labrador retriever named Autumn. And he pursued his next goal, the Boston Marathon. He'll be running with bib number 25485 on Monday. Even as Pierce takes on new athletic challenges, his medical outlook remains unclear. Along with the blindness and balance problems, he's lost some sensation in his limbs. He doesn't know which nerves the disease will attack next.
As positive as I am, do I have a fear? You bet. The wrong part of my brain dying to change who I am.
Pierce recently had his genes sequenced, and he's hoping genetic analysis might help clarify what's wrong with him and what his future holds. For now, he has his next big goal lined up. In late September, he and his wife are aiming to climb the world's tallest freestanding mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.